林省2008年初中毕业生学业考试听力材料。一、情景反应，根据你所听到的句子选择恰当的应答语。
二、外语。One, Jack, I'm busy. Could you please clean the floor?
Two, Ming Ming, have a rest. Dinner is ready. Come to the table right away.
Three, don't eat in class, Peter.
Four, Uncle Sam.I'm going to Hong Kong for vacation.
5. Thanks for letting us stay with you.
2. 对话问答，根据你所听到的对话提问题，选择正确答案。
6. Alice, where would you go?
If I could go anywhere...Maybe I'd go to Canada.
Yeah, I hear it's beautiful. It would be nice to go there during summer.
Question, where would Alice go? Seven, what sport do you like best?
Swimming.
How often do you swim?
I usually swim 5 days a week.
Question, how often does a man swim?What a fine day today!
Yes, it is. It was windy and rainy yesterday.
Question, what's the weather like today? Nine. Dad, could I borrow your car? I want to go shopping.
You may not borrow the car today. I need to go to my computer class.
Question, what will Linda's father do?Where is your bike, Tony?
It's at the far end. It's between the red one and the blue one.
Is it black?
Yes, that's it.
Question, what color is Tony's bike?
Three, 图片理解，看图听描述，选择与你所听到的描述内容相符合的短项。下图中有一幅图片与描述内容无关。
11. Sam is a wonderful painter. He paints beautifully. He enjoys painting in nature.
12. Katrina and Lisa are on the phone. They can not only talk but also see each other.
13. It's Children's Day. The students are very happy in the theater.
14. Tom likes playing with kids in his spare time. The kids love him very much.
15. Last Sunday, Ben and Tina were in a cafe. They had fun.
四、信息匹配。根据你所听到的短文内容，将所给信息匹配。
Alan is a middle school student. He is in class 2, grade 8. There are many subjects in his school. His math is a little weak, but he has tried his best. He works very hard at science.His English is the best in the class. He is not so good at history, but he can do better than before. He doesn't like geography, so his teacher says he is lazy. Music is his favorite subject. He sings very well. He decides to work harder next term.
Oh, 完成表格。根据你所听到的对话内容。在表格中的横线上填全有关信息。
Good evening, and welcome to Sunny Hotel. May I help you?
Yes, I'm Colonel White. I called you last week.
Just a moment, please. Oh, here. That's Mr. White, a teacher from New York University.
That's right.
Fine. Could you please help me check the information form?
Certainly.
Okay. Let me see. That's Carl White, C-A-R-L Carl, W-H-I-T-E, White.
That's right.
And your home address is number 7 Center Street, New York.
Right.
All right. And that's your ID number, 6581NY. Your email address is cwnyu15@sohu.com.
Yes, CWNYU. They are the first letters for Carl White, New York University.
Okay, thank you. Here's the key. Your room number is 814.
Thank you.
That's all right.
Yo, 短文理解。根据你所听到的短文内容，选择正确答案。
An old woman lived in the country. She had 3 sons. They were Jim, Bob, and Dale. They left home to make money and became rich soon. This year they came back together on Mother's Day. Each of them had a gift for their mother. Jim bought a big and beautiful house for Mom. Bob sent her a car. Dale's gift was a parrot that could speak to Mom. In the afternoon, they had a big dinner with Mom. Then they left. Their mom was very happy. Several days later, Mom sent them letters of thanks. Jim, she wrote to one son, the house you bought is so large, I live in only one room, but I have to clean the whole house. Bob, she wrote to another, I am too old to travel. I spend most of the time at home, so I don't use the car. Dearest Dale, she wrote to her third son, you really know what I like. The chicken was delicious.